Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Time to go down to Miami, or learn about Miami anyway. We're in Madrid, getting loose. It's high noon in the District of Columbia. It's 6 p.m. here in central Spain. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. You're streaming with us on the YouTube page. You're listening to us on The Fan. And we're going to learn about these Dolphins. Talking to Travis Wingfield. You can give him a follow at Wingfield NFL, host of the Drive Time podcast, part of the Miami Dolphins media site. Travis, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Not too bad, guys. I didn't make the trip to Spain myself, but we have a low humidity standpoint right now in South Florida. So the weather here, I'm hearing it's great over there, but it's been great in South Florida so far. How's it out there for you guys?
It's honestly good. Not that great. I mean, it's been raining and cold.
It rained last night a little bit. Last night was like the worst.
There was one rant when I went up to do that flag football thing. There was a 10-minute downpour with
today?
all the kids.
I see no
out
rain
there.
Today where I was.
Dude, it poured for like 10 minutes.
JP has a black cloud following him.
Dude, so get us up to speed on the Dolphins. Obviously, coming off this big time win over the Bills, but in their last four, they're 2-2. You beat the Bills, beat the Falcons, and then get throttled by two awful teams. What is this Dolphins team?
It's a great question. I think we're trying to figure that out ourselves down here right now. And it's kind of akin to what we saw last year when the first part of the season didn't go the way that I think folks had thought. And that was because of the injury to the quarterback, and they were just not competitive, you know, absent Tua Tagovailoa. But this year they've had Tua, and Tua's kind of regressed in his production and his play this year, throwing the most picks in the league and just not having the same fastball over the middle of the field that he has for really the entirety of his career. But we're starting to see that kind of come back into the fray a little bit here with a balance of the running game kind of working. They've been a little bit more of a gap scheme type of team and running play action off of that with more two tight end sets and getting more heavy personnel on the field. So the offense is starting to find some balance. And then on defense, a group that could not stop the run for the first six or seven games of the season has all of a sudden kind of found their rhythm. And that's what happened last year. There was a Monday night game at the midway point. They were 2-6 against the Rams, and they took it to Matt Stafford and that Rams offense. And that was kind of what we saw against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. Good run defense, really good coverage discipline in their zone distributions in the back end. So I think that you're kind of seeing this team click right now, and we might be in a position 4 or 5 weeks down the road where we bemoan some of these losses they had in these close games, but trying to fight their way back in right now, but they're playing their best ball of the season going into Spain.
Travis, like when you see them, the Bills is a familiar team to them. They play them twice a year. Just like Washington would be a bad team playing against Dallas or whoever else in the NFC East. How much of that played into that game against the Bills?
I think there's a lot of that because of the familiarity and continuity with, you know, McDaniel's been here for 4 years, Tua's been the quarterback here for 6 years, and the Bills obviously have McDermott and Allen there for even longer than that. So there is a bunch of familiarity in terms of how to attack this thing. But at the same time, like, Buffalo has completely owned the Dolphins. I mean, that was a 7-game winning streak that was snapped against Buffalo there playing the Miami Dolphins. So I think what the Dolphins did, and this kind of speaks to what I talked about earlier with the offensive balance, was the Bills can be run on, and the Dolphins took advantage of that with Devon Achan and a little bit of Jalen Wright in there as well, and then the play action game worked off of that too. So I think the Dolphins, kind of out of necessity, you know, post Tyreek Hill, have kind of shifted their offensive philosophy. And it's a better ball distribution offense that, again, runs the ball more. But you're seeing Waddle get his love as a number one receiver now. The tight ends get involved in the offense. I just kind of feel like they've found a rhythm that maybe should have been the plan from week one. And this, they've got a pretty good running game and a quarterback that can play off play action. They're starting to do that more now, but I think it was probably needed earlier in the season.
Achan is such a threat. I'm guessing you've watched some Commander stuff this week leading up to this game. Washington's been really bad at stopping the run. What kind of expectations do you have for the speedy running back?
Yes, I think he's going to go off. And I watching that Commander's defense on tape, those cover one, cover three principles, like watching the Lions game, those curl flat zones, those little short throws to the running back and even the quick game to the receivers was just kind of open all game long. And that's where the Dolphins make their money, especially to Devon Achan. They run that little angle screen where he'll take a route to the perimeter and then angle it back across the middle of the field and chew up a linebacker for a big play. He scored touchdowns on those plays. I've lost count how many times now, but the thing with Achan is he's starting to run the ball, again, across a more like diverse run scheme that allows him to get his outside yards on the outside zone, bread and butter, and then go back to the inside stuff with some duo, some inside zone. They run some pin and pull. They'll pull Patrick Paul and Aaron Brewer on CT counter and pull those guys in space, and he hits these little creases. And, man, he can make a guy miss in the gap, and then if you don't get a safety to fit that gap, he's going the distance. So I think when I watched the Commanders on tape, my big takeaway from the entire offense and defensive study was Devon Achan. If you have him in fantasy, put him in your lineup this week. He's going to go off for some big points, I think.
As you flip to your defense, what would be the, you know, reputation of the defense? What do they do very well?
I would say it's the way they play connected in zone coverage on the back end, which was really – it was really compromised early in the year because they were just consistently in bad down and distances because the run defense wasn't very good. They drafted Kenneth Grant in the first round, Jordan Phillips in the fifth round, and Phillips has been the better player so far, but they didn't really have the experience next to Zach Sealer to help the run defense be as good as it was last year. But they're starting to find their rhythm, and part of that is linebacker Jordan Brooks, who is leading the league in tackles right now, has been like a all-pro level linebacker this year. He's been kind of the straw that stirs the drink in the middle there. So the ability to stop the run on early downs has allowed them to get into their rush packages and their good zone defense in the back end, which is full of young players back there too. So I just think that some time on task has kind of helped them gel within that run defense and the solid zone coverage in the back end.
So can I let me ask a question here, Travis, and I mean this the right way. You sound quite optimistic just in our brief 10-minute conversation here, talking with our friend Travis Wingfield. Check out his work at MiamiDolphins.com. You can give him a follow at Wingfield NFL. I get that the Dolphins are probably coming off the biggest win of the season, and they've won two of their last three. But you zoom out, they're 3-7. They fired there was a parting of ways with the GM, I don't know, two, 3 weeks ago. Are they hitting their stride, or was something just really wrong early on that has changed?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you're talking to a guy that I've picked against them for the last, I don't know, 8 weeks or so. So much so that my boss this week was like, you picked the Dolphins this week. I'm like, yeah, I'm starting to believe again, because I had faith early in the year that they were going to surprise some folks with how they were going to play. But then it was kind of more of the same, man. They had the operational issues. They couldn't break the huddle. They couldn't, you know, they were force feeding the ball to Tyreek Hill, leaving other guys open down the field. And just wasn't this, it wasn't like this symbiotic relationship of run game and pass game. And ever since Tyreek left the lineup, they've found that balance. And it wasn't good football early on. They had some of the same issues, but they've kind of found that fastball again with the middle of the field passing game, the running game, and then the defense just, it looks completely different. So I was bullish early in the year, and then I thought this was a team that was going to pick top three in the draft over the last, you know, first 7-8 weeks of the season. But they've played like the team I thought they had the last few weeks, especially in that Buffalo game. Like, for us, for the Dolphins to be Buffalo, Dolphins fans know, like, that's been the giant that we have not slayed in, you know, 5 or 6 years here. So I think that they, while the 3-7 record is what it is, and they were in some of those games and lost it on last-minute situations, coming up small in big moments, I think that if they had found a way to stack some of those wins, confidence would have been a lot higher right now going into the stretch, because they got the Commanders on Sunday, bye week, then the Saints and the Jets. I think they're going to go on a run here and get themselves back in the conversation and ultimately probably wind up like with 7 or 8 wins, which is not where you want to be because the draft pick's not very high. You're not in the playoffs. But I think it'll be a strong second half of the Dolphins after a first half that was wildly disappointing.
It's interesting. So much of it hinges on Tua. And, you know, the head injuries with Tua are so well documented and how scary that stuff is. When I watch the Dolphins, and I'm not going to pretend like I watch them all the time, but I feel like they're on national TV enough. When Tua has time in the pocket, he can carve you up. And when there's – and you correct me if I'm wrong on this, but if to my eyes, it looks like when there's the slightest bit of pressure, Tua kind of caves in. Like, and I know there's been questions about his height, seeing over the pocket, whatever it is. Am I reading that right? Like, if Washington can generate, and it's no guarantee, but if they can generate pressure on Tua, is that when the turnovers come and he starts taking sacks and things start to fall apart?
Yeah, it's why, like, when they play these bad games, they typically get throttled pretty good because they put themselves in these positions where it's constantly third and eight or longer. And to your point, like, one of Tua's strengths, and I would say he's probably as good as anybody else in football at doing this, is mitigating bad protection within the quick game. He is, you know, point and shoot, gets that ball out super quick. He was an RPO quarterback at Alabama. And when they can play on schedule and have the run game going, he's very effective at that. And then to your point, they can mix in some of those max pro, like two-man route combos where he has more time to decipher things and get the ball down the field. But when that goes out the window and they're chasing points and they're trying to, you know, they're ditching the running game and it gets third and 12, this line's not built to pass protect in those situations. And to your point, he's kind of got the concrete in the shoes, right? He's not going to get off the spot and make plays outside of the pocket. But when you keep him clean, to your point, and have that quick game working, very effective, deadly offense. Otherwise, it can get bad in a hurry. And you've seen that a lot. You mentioned the national TV games. That seems to happen more often than not on the national games. It's those Sunday games at 1 o'clock where he shines the most. I think folks don't get a chance to see that as much. But, yeah, your point's valid for sure.
So what happens for a Sunday game at 9:30 a.m. on the East Coast?
3:30 in Madrid, right? So it's not quite prime time there. I think the matchup does favor the Dolphins in this one. So we'll see. I have the same question because, again, the travel, the operation, it's kind of a road game environment because the fans are going to be so mixed there. That's what kind of has me a little bit, like, apprehensive to picking a big win. I think it'll be a close game, but I do think Miami has the advantage matchup despite all the things that kind of have worked against them in the past.
Yeah, I mean, they've got speed on the offense, and that's killed Washington for a month. So, I don't know this. I know there are a ton of Dolphins fans, and the Dolphins for a really long time were this big national brand, and then kind of, you know, from a football standpoint, have fallen off a bit. Walking around, and it's anecdotal, but like Brian and I are both here, there's a ton of burgundy and gold fans, but maybe they're making a point of coming up to Brian and I, and we're going to Washington events. Mm-hmm. What do you think the Dolphins fan presence will be this weekend?
I think it should be pretty strong. That is one of the international markets the Dolphins are, have stake in. And so they have like a whole Spain fan club of like a couple hundred members that should be at the game. I know it's not the drop in the bucket compared to the 100,000 folks that fit in that stadium, but I do think it should be pretty well represented because the Dolphins are, to your point, like Dan Marino, man, like I talked to the president of the Dolphins fan club in Spain this weekend or for the podcast this week. And he was talking about how like he would tune in back in the 90s and watch Dan Marino play. I know like UK fans heard him on the Armed Forces radio back in the day. So it's like this collection of fans all over the globe because of Dan Marino. So I think there should be a good presence. But, yeah, I mean, the Commanders also a national brand too, right, a pretty big brand. So I'm curious to see the split. But I do think the Dolphins will have a pretty good representation out there.
Dude, I can tell you this. When I worked – so the Redskins had a game in – was that 17B?
Which one?
When they played in London. I want to say London? It was 2017. But maybe it was 2016. Whenever it was – the Skins played the Bengals in London, and I swear, the jersey
the tie game?
Yeah. The jersey I saw most was Dan Marino. Like, that was 100% the jersey I saw the most. And I think, and this may be silly, and maybe a Miami person would disagree with this, I think, obviously, Marino's incredible level of play is a huge part of that, but I swear Ace Ventura was a big part of that, too.
That and the colors, right? Like, it's the most unique color scheme that we have in professional sports. And I know, like, for me as a kid, like, that was kind of a big draw for me. So maybe, Yeah, I think there's, you know, pop culture is a big deal, man. We're like Dan Marino's in that movie as well as Jim Carrey. And so, yeah, I think there's, you know, the undefeated team. There's a lot of lore behind the Dolphins. And when you can, you know, sustain a fan base when you go 25 years without a playoff win, something had to have happened right in the 70s and 80s to make that happen.
For sure.
Totally.
Well, so the one thing, I think a month ago, the word was Mike McDaniel's canned. He's going to be gone. Then they make the decision to part ways with Chris Greer. What is McDaniel's hold on that job? What is, perhaps more importantly, what is his hold on that team? How has the team responded to him?
It's a tricky question because I think you can, you know, this whole offseason, the whole plan was like, we're going to get the right kind of guys in the building because we had guys that just didn't really adhere to team rules and would show up to meetings late. And I know that Jalen Ramsey was a big part of that. Tyreek Hill is still here, was a big part of that. But they did get rid of pretty much most of the perceived bad apples. But then you get to the season, and again, like, it's like the same issues. Like, they couldn't get out of the huddle. They couldn't get the play clock was always up against them. They just were consistently doing the things that bad football teams do that, to me, speak to, like, management not being on top of things. But they have gotten that corrected, which is kind of what happened last year, too. And so I think what you'll see is if they can finish the season strong and get back to that same spot, which, again, Dolphins fans don't want to be there because they want the high draft pick or get in the playoffs and end that streak. But if they can show a second half that is, you know, inspiring the way it was last year, I do think that'll be enough to keep his job. But it's tough, man. Like, you can't start off 2-7 every year and expect to be a contender. So I think there's a little bit of both in there in terms of, like, him trying to kind of change his stripes. You know, it's tougher a coach to come in and show one thing and then be different because the players don't think it's authentic at that point. And I think the thing that Mike had to grow into was how he led men, right? He was always a, you know, somewhere deep in a closet, putting together game plans type of OC where he wasn't in front of the room all the time. So for him, has he learned that 4 or 5 years in? I think it's still kind of a up in the air question and hasn't been really good so far the first 4 years in, but if he can kind of put a stranglehold on that down the stretch and get back into the mix here, then maybe that changes. But I do think that it's going to have to be a lot of wins more than losses here.
How would you answer that question? Do you think he's learned that?
It's hard for me to say because I'm not part of those meetings and stuff to see it, but I do think that I think the kind of guys they have this year are just love football more. Like, this rookie class has been very productive for the Dolphins this year, and they're all guys that do it the right way. So I think it's always been a player-led group, right? I'm sure that you can speak to that in terms of player-led teams versus coach-led teams. I think that when it gets bad, that's when it gets, like, you know, it almost gets even worse because there's no real leadership and it's kind of rudderless at that point. But I think that it's somewhere in between of, like, it's a good thing for the players to have this lead, but also when things get bad, that the boat rocks even more, if you will.
Last one I wanted to ask. Waddle, obviously a super talented player. In Tyreek's absence now, Waddle has really kind of excelled. What was that relationship like? Like, were those guys cool? Has it changed a lot for them to make it work? Like, where is Jalen Waddle now in that locker room?
Yeah, he's the man. I mean, I was just talking to a friend the other day about how, you know, the A.J. Brown situation in Philly, and my friend texted me and was like, I'm so glad we have Waddle. He never complains. He's not a diva. Doesn't have those cryptic tweets that he sends out talking about God knows what. He just shows up and works, and he's electric, and he catches the ball. I mean, he's got a 40-yard catch in every game, basically, except for one since Tyreek went down. And that's kind of what I was hinting at with, you know, losing Tyreek Hill. Like, one of the biggest things that they didn't have going for them was Jalen Waddle, a guy that had 1,000 yards receiving his first 3 years, had that 1,300-yard year, his, you know, the first year of Mike McDaniel. But then it kind of became about the whole 2,000-yard pursuit for Tyreek Hill. And I think when you watch the tape with Tua, like, he was not coming off Tyreek on those reads. It was like 10 or the plays bust, and 17's on the other side of the field wide open half the time. And now he's starting to get those looks. And I think that the team, you know, transparency guys, like, Tyreek, not the most loved guy. He's kind of hard to love a little bit. Waddle is the complete opposite of that. So he's got a much better, you know, perspective from his teammates about who he is as a person and a teammate than Tyreek ever did.
Oh, wow. Obviously Tyreek suffered a major injury. What is his contract structure down there? Like, is he still part of that organization going forward? Do they have an out on that thing?
Yeah, there's no guaranteed money in the future, so it'd be easy to get out of that one for the team right now.
Hard to see him sticking around then, right?
Correct. Yeah, I don't anticipate
that. After that injury, and he's a speed guy.
Yeah, totally. Well, hey, Travis, we really appreciate your time, dude. Thank you for wedging us in. And sorry, but I hope your Sunday kind of sucks.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. You guys were fun. That was a good conversation. And same to you. I hope you guys leave on Sunday.
All right, dude. Travis. Take care, brother.
All right, thanks, boys.
All right, Travis Wingfield, MiamiDolphins.com. Check out his work there. You can check him out at Wingfield NFL. That dude, Sharp, knew a lot of stuff about the Miami Dolphins. Should be a fun game on Sunday, man. Two teams oddly in the same boat, but what directions are those boats going? I don't know. Here's what
he
I do.
He has a lot of confidence.
He seemed
team
confident.
With three wins, though.
Yeah, exactly. What I do know is, it's time to open these phone lines up. You get to ask an NFL legend anything you want. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. He particularly likes giving romance advice. Ask B. Mitch Anything.
No, I don't.
Next.
You've heard me and JP talking about collars and Cohen. I love their shirts because, you know, they have those stiff collars that are always standing up, and they look like a dress shirt. You know, one thing I also love, they have these performance pants where you put them on, they kind of feel like joggers, but you can put them on with dress slacks, you can play golf in them, and just wear them, just go out there and be able to catch a date or whatever. They have great shirts that, you know what, in the conference are absolutely amazing. You know, if you want to hit the course, you go out there and play some golf with them, you can go to collarsandco.com. You know what? If you want to go and check them out in person, go to their new store on Congressional Plaza. You can get 20% off orders over $99 with code BMITCH20. That's collarsandco.com. Collars that are stay sharp and they stay up all the time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Say what you will about Little John. Dude makes bangers.
Yeah, he does that.
All right, Brian. How you feeling?
I'm good.
You ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Always.
Stay ready. You don't have to get ready.
Yeah.
It's that time. 800,
what I do, dog.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch anything. Let's start with our guy, Tay. Tay is in D.C. What's up, Tay?
What up, Tay?
What's up, guys? Real quick, B, you mentioned yesterday the what goes on at the bottom of the piles. Like, why didn't Payne wait till he get Amon-Ra to pile? Mm-hmm. You have any good examples of a pile you may have been in or heard about? And what is the scenery looking like over there? The good scenery, the Melissa Ford scenery, if you can tell us about that.
The good scenery is fantastic. I just, you know where I'm going. But at the bottom of a pile, let's just say a lot of people look like they're models. Let's say it like that. But under a pile, you know what? Somebody that did something wrong to you, your hand might just end up around their neck. And you just grab their trachea and just squeeze it as much as you can till the pile start coming up. Or you might just grab some dirt, throw it in their face, or rub it in their eyes. You know, whatever happens, you know, you find a way. If they got long hair, maybe a couple of locks come with you.
How much does that go around, come around, though? Is that why you always shaved your head?
I mean, I didn't get under piles a lot. Tried to be on top of the pile.
Smart man.
You know what I'm saying?
Smart man. Thanks.
Well, I'm going to get you if you get me.
Thanks for the call, Tay.
Yeah.
All right. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Let's go to Harold in D.C. What's up, Harold?
Hey, fellas, got two quick questions. First one, B-Mitch, have you ever seen any running backs pick up the blitz? Anything, Clinton Portis? Question is, why is this program refusing to introduce Nikki under the name she preferred to be introduced as a few weeks ago? Kind of resembles the word milk.
What?
About Nikki?
Yeah.
She said something about a milkshake or something like that.
He's confusing Nikki and Diana.
That was Diana who said that. That wasn't Nikki. That was Diana who said that. You know, but the only person I saw that her put up a block like that, Larry Sinners, man, was unbelievable at blocking. And if Larry Sinners chip you as a you brushing on the right side, he chip you, you might end on the left side of the offensive line. He was destroying people. And I didn't I had a few of them myself, you know. A couple of people say I was the reason they had to get a back surgery. I'm sorry, but hey, it was my job, dog.
Do your job.
Yes.
Let's go to Salim in Alexandria. Salim, what's up, dude?
Hey, guys. Hey, B. Mitch. My question was, what's your workout routine like these days? How often do you work out? Do you do weights, cardio? Do you work out in the mornings, evenings?
I do mornings. I do a lot of Peloton. I do treadmill, and I do military workouts, all bodyweight stuff. I don't do a lot of weights anymore. And everything is normally in the morning.
Yeah, you're usually working out at like 5:36.
I have a full day, and when I get home, I'm not trying to work out.
Thank you, Salim.
Yeah.
There you go. I think unless you're really trying to get ripped, doing bodyweight stuff is plenty. Push-ups, sit-ups,
bodyweight stuff gets you ripped.
Totally, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm saying unless you're trying to like bulk up, get strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Like everybody today,
kind of depends.
Most people
on your
that's
age.
Bulking up today aren't doing a lot of working out. They just bulking up.
I might be bulking up.
Yeah, you know.
let's go to.
They have other ways of bulking up, Jay.
Keep the phones going. Cairo is in Ashburn. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. My question for you is, if Adam Peters approached you and said, hey, what would you do, and you were given the keys, what would you do in the offseason to get this team straight?
What would I do? I need a pass rusher. I need another cornerback. And I damn sure will need another receiver. Top notch moving forward.
Yeah, man. I think you'd love to land a stud pass rusher.
Yeah.
Somehow.
You need a pass rusher for sure, maybe two. Because those two, like a pass rusher will make a lot of people's job a lot easier. A guy that he is not going to get a sack every play, but he's going to move that quarterback off his block, off his spot.
Got a question from Joey in D.C. He wants to know if you would have excelled more under the new kickoff rules, or do you think you were better off in the way the kickoff rules
were
set
up? The new kickoff rules I would love. That would be like waking up in the morning and just getting eggs and bacon, some routine. Because the way it is right now, the returner gets the opportunity to get up to full speed, and those other guys never get to that level. And I watch a lot of the returns. You got to hit the line full speed, plan and go. A lot of people run, they coast, then they try to pick up speed once they get there. Hit it full speed, go, and you're out. And you saw how Austin Ekeler did it last year. A lot of running backs are super successful at it, you know. And let's be real, you don't make a move till you're 25 yards. You run 20, 25 yards before you make a move. I love that. I would chew that up.
Joey also asked if he could have your scarf.
Is this Joey Sabbath?
Yes.
Hell no.
Okay. Cleared that up.
Yeah.
Cleared that right up. We're doing Ask B. Mitch Anything. 800-636-1067. Ask B. Mitch Anything brought to you by Collars & Co. Keep the phone lines going. I think we'll do this for the rest of the hour. Smitty is in Burtonsville. What's up, Smitty?
Smitty, what's up, brother?
Take it to the house.
What's going on? What's going on, brothers? How y'all doing this fine? Hope you're having a good time out there in beautiful Madrid.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Good, good, good. This Sunday, brother B. Mitch, if we can somehow win this Sunday, 5 week after that, hopefully Jaden be back, is there any possible way we can be able to somehow turn it around, or what do you think?
If we can win this Sunday, and I think, you know, you would have to get healthier in the bye week and try to come out that bye week and possibly get that game as well, I think that's a great possibility Jaden will come back. But
you don't think he's playing against Denver, though, right?
I don't think so at this point, no.
I don't either. I was asking. Thanks, Smitty. That's a good call, dude. Got another question. This one from Jim in D.C. Can he have your scarf?
No.
What if his name's Jim Andrew?
No.
Can anyone have your scarf?
No.
Damn. So you're actually
what
are the chances you make it home with that scarf? And for those that aren't watching on Monumental or on the stream,
very great possibility.
B has a dope. Here, show it for the cameras.
They were giving them away.
I'm sure. B's. Oh, watch your. All right, I'll hold the scarf up. You hold one side, and I'll hold the other.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very cool Commanders-style
there you go.
You know, soccer scarf. Vamos, I like the Vamos Commanders.
Yeah.
Should you get your hands on two of those, I know the Finley girls would like them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll see what we can do about that.
They were at this event I went to earlier today.
May have to call in a favor.
I
got to bring something back for these kids. Keep the phone lines going.
You're trying to save money, huh?
If I could buy those, I guess I would, but I'd prefer to get them for free. I think they'd like those because they just got scarves from the Spirit game, so maybe we'll start a scarf collection.
A scarf.
Tyler scarf. Yeah. Mark is in Olney. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mitch. Hey, speaking of bulking up, looking for recommendations for a good gumbo, a little bit of Louisiana-style cooking. My go-tos in the area have closed down.
Your go-tos in what area? Where you at?
I'm out in Germantown, but this place was in Bethesda, Louisiana Kitchen. It was that and then some, but
Louisiana Kitchen and its predecessor, Louisiana Express, real ones know. Louisiana Express was on Bethesda Ave, then they lost that spot and they moved over to Cordell. It was right by Caddy.
You're asking me about where to get gumbo in Bethesda?
They moved out. Yo, it was banging.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Good. I don't really eat gumbo in the whole D.C. metropolitan area unless it comes from 5435. my address. Because it's like they just, I don't know, man. It's like they do some things that we don't do. Like when I saw, dude told me it was gumbo, but I saw corn, I saw lime, but I said, that's soup, dog, that's not gumbo. You know, and then like, it's just, it ain't the same as Louisiana, man.
So where do you like it here, though? Is there anywhere?
5435.
Beyond your own.
I don't go anywhere else to get gumbo.
Well, good luck then, Mark and Olney.
I'm serious. Either I make it or mine make it.
You know where I go to get gumbo?
When
you bring
it
in.
yeah.
I have a question from James in D.C. When is B. Mitch making gumbo?
Soon.
Soon, he says.
That James, dude, that same dude asked for my scarf?
Yeah, dude. He's an asker of
that
things.
That dude, that man, he always wants something.
He's not a giver. He's a taker.
Make a gumbo when James brings some gumbo in.
White Brian in DCS, how long is soon?
He hasn't never been here for gumbo.
Maybe you should make it just for him.
So, nah, he could just wait.
You know who doesn't get any?
Who?
Daniel.
Yeah. No, Daniel, the cookies kind of came
through. Begrudgingly.
Yeah, he'll get something begrudgingly.
Remember, we said he can get rice.
Yeah, if he
no
get
gumbo
rice
on top. let's sneak one more in here. Los in Saberna Park. What up, Los?
What up, Los?
Listen, I'm jealous of you guys are in Madrid, man. Listen, I'm a big soccer fan. Real Madrid is rich, and I don't care what the Forbes magazine says. The Dallas Cowboys aren't as like popular as Real Madrid. Real Madrid takes the top, except for Manchester United, because that's my team. But the question that I want to ask you, Mitch, is, you being in Madrid and you seeing the culture of the history of this sports team in that area and how people get obsessed with it, what advice would you give the ownership to where it's like, hey, this team has, you know, this for its stadium and this team has that for its stadium and its fan base, if you can answer that question, if you see anything about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, like, see, the stadium aspect, I think they've already gone down the right direction to try to get the stadium built, because I absolutely love the stadium that the people that they chose have built,
yeah,
especially SoFi. As far as the fans, man, listen, you got to make the fan experience great, you know, and also always show them a level of respect. That's one thing I notice here with this team. They feel like they have a part of it, because I think they're respected by it. You know, we went through an era where fans were not respected. But Josh Harris, I think, already is coming here giving that. If he keeps giving that, he has nothing to worry about.
Thanks for the call, Los. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to keep the phone lines open. Ask B. Mitch Anything continues on the other side. Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talking about the great work I've gotten from Better Services. They hooked me up with all new appliances after the water damage in the house. Now the kitchen looks fantastic. Whatever it is you're thinking about, you need new appliances? Call Better Services. What if you just want to make sure your appliances are working to the top of their ability with the holidays coming up? Call Better Services. Hey, maybe you're thinking about a kitchen reno or a bathroom reno. Call Better, or even smaller stuff. Say you just need a handyman to come over to the house to knock a few odds and ends out for you. Call Better. Or you can go over to Kensington, check out their showroom. They can get you next day delivery on new appliances, or maybe even same day delivery. Whatever it is, call Better. They can handle all your appliance, construction, and handyman needs. BetterServices.com. That's BETTAR. You better get better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Maybe Mitch, would you rather...
Hey, would you rather take $10,000 a month, or would you rather take $1 million cash in your hand up front?
$10,000 a month for how long?
Forever.
Rest of your life.
I would take the $10,000 a month.
Give me a milli.
$10,000.
Invest it.
Hey, man.
What about
I take
you, JP?
$10,000 a month. I'm going to get $120,000 a year. I'm going to keep that coming because I ain't going to ever stop not work. I ain't going to ever stop working. That meal, you're going to drop off about 500 and about 460 off of that off the top.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You got to invest in that $1 million.
Yeah.
I wish Jeff was here to answer this question.
Hey, one more. Is ultimate one of your favorite words to use? Glad you used that word tonight.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, you.
I take it all the way up there.
Okay.
Ultimate is great, man.
You like the Ultimate Warrior?
Nah, I ain't like the Ultimate Warrior.
I like the Ultimate Warrior. Thank you, Kenny.
Ultimate is like fantastic, like times two.
Landfill, if you could have $1 million or $10,000 a month, what are you taking?
$10,000 a month, definitely.
I thought you'd be a milli guy.
No. You got it for the rest of your life, though, dog.
Our boy Captain Todd is in Florida. What's up, Todd?
What's going on, guys? AJP, Louisiana Express was my joint, man.
Real ones, no.
I used to work at the Crab House, and I'd pop over there and get a Cajun cheesesteak. The Cajun cheesesteak was money.
You work with Trip Rogers over there?
I did, and Yen. Remember Yen?
Yeah, I mean, Yen's a legend. And Tim Walsh, I'm guessing?
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right,
yeah, my brother worked there, too.
That's great. I love it. Shout out to Yen.
Shout out to Yen. I hope his gambling days are behind him.
I doubt it.
Definitely not. Hey, B, I got a quick question for you. So if you're trying to get the lady in the mood, what is your go-to song? Are you a Barry White guy, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye? What you got?
Man, you know what? Luther get anything done you want. Prince got some hell of a song, very, very sensual songs. Teddy just told him what he wanted. You got what I, you know, Teddy just came out the box. He wasn't even subtle about it, man. But I go with Luther or Marvin Gaye.
I'm telling you, B, there's this British band called the XX. You put the XX first album on, game over.
You sure about that?
There was a time.
All right. Well, I need you to play one song in the break.
Landfill, play XX coming back. It will sound very weird, but it's a good ass band. Eric is in Alexandria. Thanks for the call, Todd. What's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, man. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, B-Mitch, I got a question for you. You, I know you're a bourbon drinker, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
You okay, pivoted more to tequila.
Yeah, I keep seeing these signs in all these liquor stores over Maryland with the Commander's logo on it about some bourbon.
Yeah, I forgot the name of the bourbon, but it's made in Maryland. It's African American run bourbon that they basically are like the bourbon of the team.
You want to hear a funny story? Yeah,
so I finally got a bottle and I looked it up. It was Arthur Wheeler.
Yeah, that's it. Wheeler. Yeah.
Looks like it's old
DC
spirits.
Man, that is a smooth bourbon.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good. I've had a lot of it. Well, I had a couple of glasses of it, say it like that.
I said I got a lot of it. I'm telling myself.
Thanks for the call, dude.
I just thought it was cool because I saw the W on the back.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll get that.
I think you can get that in the stadium as well, too, I think.
So, Commanders and something called BOLTD launched Old DC Spirits. And they have vodka, tequila, or bourbon. But they also have the pre-made canned cocktails.
Uh-huh.
So the team was kind enough, the day they launched them, you were there, we were out there, they put like a
12 pack
of cans on everybody's desk. So we have them in the office where we do the radio from out there.
Okay. I didn't know what was in there.
Well, they also had on display a bottle of the bourbon, the vodka, and the tequila. They were very clearly on display.
They gone?
Some of these scrubby-ass dudes took them.
Scrubby-ass who?
Like some people in the media,
Media folks?
And then they sent out an email like, yo, those were on display, put them back, and people didn't respond. Maybe it has since been adjudicated, but last I heard, grubby-ass people, dude.
Man, you don't put liquor out on no display. Did you have a sign that say, do not touch display?
If do
you
not didn't, take.
That mean take. I mean, let's be real.
Let's go. Our guy Zeke is on the line. Zeke,
I didn't take it, though.
I didn't take it.
I would have, but I didn't take it.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's Madrid?
It's good, Zeke.
It's cool,
what's up,
man,
brother?
It's cool.
Hey, Brian, you're right, man. Listen, the only good gumbo I had was from a friend of mine who's from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Hey, man, look, that Shreveport gumbo ain't like down south. That's Little Arkansas.
Uh-oh, I got a trucker. That's Shreveport.
Yeah, you tell him
chain,
that North Louisiana is not like South Louisiana.
Yeah, I heard North was better.
No, it's not. Nah, hell no.
Hey, you don't go
to Louisiana to visit Shreveport.
Listen.
Gotcha.
You go to Louisiana to visit Baton Rouge, New Orleans, stuff like that.
B-Mitch considers Shreveport Canada.
That's Little Arkansas.
Thanks for the call.
Little Arkansas. Hey, B, my question to you is that put on your Dan Quinn hat for the game coming up this Sunday or all the rest of the game. What would you do on defense, scheme-wise, to make the defense better? What are some of the thoughts that you don't watch this defense over the last 4 weeks? What kind of changes, if you had Dan Q's hat, what kind of changes would you make?
Well, I'm blitzing a lot because I believe that if I make a quarterback and the offense have to be exactly on point, while I'm blitzing them, I have a better chance. I'm blitzing.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Take care, Zeke. We got a break. If you're on hold, stay there. Lock the phone lines up. Don't let anybody else call in. But if folks are on hold, we'll try to take them in a while. We're going to talk to Frank Schwab next from Yahoo Sports. Then we'll try to get these calls. We've got Jeff Songs to play. As usual in the B. Mitchell Finley program, things are starting to stack up. Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.